peace and quiet still seem far off. A series of bombings killed more than 30 Iraqis today. We can sound impersonal when we report these daily death tolls from Iraq. A documentary tomorrow night on HBO puts a human face on these numbers. Baghdad ER takes viewers inside the Army's 86th Combat Support Hospital, or CASH. While most of the patients are Iraqi, the film focuses on wounded American soldiers and the Army doctors and nurses who try to save their lives.
Gonzo, epinephrine now! Gonzo, epinephrine, please!
The film is so disturbing that the Army Surgeon General sent out a memo warning soldiers and their families about the graphic content. I spoke with the documentary's directors, Matthew O'Neill and John Alpert. They said it was a hard film to make as well.
This is John speaking. The amputations, the extent of the injuries, the helicopters coming in nonstop, bringing in one body after another, it was just unrelenting. And in that sense, it was very hard to make. But we also were inspired by the doctors who never stopped, who worked around the clock, and it enabled us to be able to withstand what was something that was very difficult for us to take, something that we just couldn't have imagined before we went there.
I have to ask what it is that you all set out to do with this film, because there's so much politics going on when you talk about the war. Was there a political agenda here?
This is Matt speaking. There is no political agenda with this film. We set out to hold a mirror to nature in the Baghdad ER at the 86th Combat Support Hospital, and we really felt the responsibility as these soldiers who came in injured led us into extremely intimate moments in their lives when they were mourning their brothers in arms, when they were mourning the loss of their own limbs. They allowed us to film, and we felt it really important that we kept this film absolutely apolitical, because that's the promise we made to the soldiers in the field.
I'd like for us to listen to a scene now. There's a trauma nurse, and she's talking about the toll of this kind of work. Let's listen.
Try not to think about it. Sort of go on automatic after a while. Hopefully one day I'll wake up and be back in the States.
This is John speaking. What's interesting about that clip is that the nurse is talking about the trauma of looking down in a plastic cup at the thumb of a soldier, the thumb just having been amputated. And this is the reality of war. There are a lot of really unpretty pictures.
Was it hard to get these medical workers to open up with you about how they felt about what they were doing?
The people over there in Iraq are proud of what they're doing. The people in the hospital are saving lives every single day. I think they wanted the American people to see their own heroism, but they also really want them to see the horror of the war, because you can't understand heroism without seeing what they're subjected to.
This is Matt O'Neill speaking. The Army gave us every bit of help we could possibly want when we were in the field. We were a bit nervous about the embedded process and wondering, you know, how much we would be assisted by the Army to see everything that was going on. And not once were we asked to turn off our cameras. Not once were we blindfolded, or did anyone try to lead us in a direction other than seeing the reality of what was happening.
It doesn't look good.
He's just got a massive injury to his arm. He's going to lose it.
Hey, can you grab me an amputation set?
One of the voices in that clip was Major Merritt Pember, an orthopedic surgeon. I spoke briefly with him from Fort Hood, Texas. He said he found the documentary accurate, and I asked what he hoped viewers would take away from it.
I was certainly humbled by the amount of courage that our young men and women in uniform have, by the fact that they know exactly what they're getting into when they go out and do their job, and yet they go out and do it anyway. And even when wounded, you can see their desire to get back out and get the mission accomplished. I also hope that they see how well they're taken care of while they're over there by the Combat Support Hospital and other medical support staff that's out there.
It just kills me, because these kids are, you know, I'm old enough to be their mom, and just to see them hurt, it's very difficult. Hope their parents are happy to welcome them home, and I always try to tell them before they go to sleep, you'll wake up in Germany, have a beer for us. Some of them aren't even old enough to drink.
When a grievously wounded soldier came into the hospital, the whole hospital basically snapped to attention and focused on trying to save the life of that soldier. At the end of the film, you see a soldier who had been in the hospital for, I would say, 14 hours, and then ultimately died. And the whole hospital fell silent, and everybody began to grieve. And it's one of the most profound things that I've seen, you know, the band that develops between soldiers trying to protect each other when they lose a comrade in arms. The grief is just so deep.
Let's listen now to a clip featuring the chaplain, who plays a pivotal role in the film and in the hospital. He always seems to be there whenever there's a soldier who's hurting.
Vehicle stopped moving, my radios didn't work. I checked to make sure everybody was okay. And Spurlock said he was okay. Romines didn't answer, and I looked over and he was gone.
You could tell he was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's okay to cry. It really is.
Tell us about the role this chaplain plays at that hospital.
Anytime, this is John speaking, anytime somebody is seriously injured, the chaplain would just appear at the bedside. He never seemed to sleep, he never seemed to rest, and he was always there trying to comfort the soldiers. And the other thing he had to do was pray over the soldiers that died in the hospital. And we filmed far too many of those occasions as we were making this movie. And he said to us, I can't stop and count and tell you the number of people that I've prayed over right now because it would paralyze me and I wouldn't be able to function. But when I get back home, I'll count them up and I'll let you know. And he came up to us the other day and he says, I've been meaning to tell you something. It was 117, and I miss and mourn every single one of them.
Do you think that people in the U.S. have been in the dark about this until now?
To some degree, the mother of the Marine who dies at the end of this program was talking to one of the morning shows, and they were very much interested in telling her story, but they said, you know what? Every time we put something about Iraq on morning television, people change the channel. The soldiers who are in this film said that they want people to see this. They want people to see their faces because they're sick and tired of just being a little crawling statistic on the bottom of the news. Two people died today. They want people to know who they are.
John Alpert and Matthew O'Neill directed the documentary Baghdad ER, airing tomorrow night on HBO. They joined me from our New York bureau. This is NPR News.